Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Hey, welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm joined today by Mark Boxer, who is the general manager and the brains behind the U.S. team that will compete at the 2018 World Junior A Challenge that will take place in Bonnyville, Alberta, December 9th through the 16th this year. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Harry, thanks for having me.
Hey, can you, for a lot of people out there may not be too familiar with the World Junior A Challenge, can you talk a little bit about it? What makes it different than the World Junior Championships, which everybody knows about? What's really the difference between the two?
I mean, one of the things, Hockey Canada started this event about 12 years ago, and it's been a really good piece for us, an evaluation piece, and given a group of kids and, you know, a staff and a coaching staff to an opportunity to be a part of a U.S. team, wear the jersey and whatnot. So that's really important on our side of things. The other, from a big picture standpoint, I think you have playing countries like Russia, Czech, Sweden, Switzerland that have all played in it and annually play in it as well. Canada, what they do is they have, 10 Tier 2 leagues, what they call in Canada, and they provide, this event is for their best Tier 2 players to wear the jersey up in Canada. And so it's basically a 19 and under tournament. So this year you can have 599s on the team, and then the rest have to be younger. So we have 599s in our roster right now. But essentially, like I said, 12 years ago, Hockey Canada started giving an opportunity for that group of kids. And again, you know, people may look at it differently. It's just, to me, it's an international event. And like I said, all the countries try to bring their best players as they can, unless maybe they're playing on the World Junior team that year or whatnot. But otherwise, most of the teams, you know, bring their top talent when that's available to them.
Right, right. I guess all the players who are playing on the U.S. squad come from the USHL. Can you talk a little bit about the process of selecting the players, like when you start scouting them and just the overall, because I know it's an extensive process.
Yeah, I mean, I have three NHL scouts that we use, and then obviously the staff, they're a big part of it. And, you know, we do, you know, probably weekly call with everybody, but essentially from September till about the 1st of November, like everybody, you know, it's a high watch, high evaluation. But I think it starts a year prior for young kids coming in the USHL and getting a snapshot of what they are. And most of those kids then play a second year, watching them at maybe the 17 camp, you know, prior to that season. A lot of the kids that play in the Hlinka team, you go to the Hlinka, we'll watch the Hlinka as well and see how they have done there. I think we have six kids from this team, junior select team, that played on the Hlinka team this past summer. And I think there's three or four others that played on Hlinkas in previous years back, I would say, in the summer of 17. So, you know, that's some of it. And then there's kids that come around the wayside, like a Matt Brown, who really wasn't on the radar until this year and now is one of the leading scorers in the league. And he's playing in Des Moines, like I said. So those are nice feel-good stories. That kid's, I guess if you want to call him a late bloomer. And that's a lot of what this team seems to be. There's a lot of these kids that, you know, they come around, a little bit of late developers that play on this team. And, you know, I know the NHL likes us to have all the high watch possible NHL draft picks. But what's really funny is some of these kids that went through the draft already end up on this team. And then, of course, they get showcased and everyone realizes how good they are. So it's really an interesting, the whole thing's an interesting process, to be honest with you. But again, we have like our staff and our three NHL guys that really do a lot in putting this team together.
So you mentioned that you have guys who have played on the Hlinka tournament in the past, which is obviously another great tournament that some casual hockey fans may not know a lot about.
Right.
How, when a player has played on the Hlinka and now comes and plays in the World Junior A Challenge, how does that bolster their confidence going into this tournament?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask that because, like, it's when you see a kid play in the Hlinka, you know, I think that right in itself bolsters their confidence, and especially when they have success at the event, in which all these kids did as a team and as individuals, and then they make a step into the USHL, they're already at another level. You can see when they jump into the league, they're already at another level. The league's a really hard league to play in to begin with, because it's a really good league and a lot of good players. So for young guys to come in and make an impact, nightly, making an impact every shift. And that's what you're looking for, guys that are impactful every shift. Whatever that may be, or however they do it, however they're good, however they find a way to be good, those guys are doing it. So like I said, it starts in the summer, and they just build. It's fun to see that process happen for some of those kids, actually.
Nice. And, you know, talking along the same lines, your head coach is Anthony Norwin, who's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. This is his third time serving with the U.S. Junior Select Team staff. How do you think that experience is going to help him now that he's going to be the head coach this time around?
Well, I think the experience factor is so important. I mean, I don't think we've ever used a head coach that doesn't have some U.S. team playing experience, or excuse me, coaching experience. That experience, to me, is so important. It's imperative because especially for an event like this, the short-term events are a different beast. They just are. And you have to understand how some of this works. Kids are going to go up there and they're kids. And they're, like I said, they're going to fail sometimes. Some kids are going to really, they're going to outkick their coverage, which is great. But when they've seen it once or twice, they understand it, especially with just like the basic logistics, preparation right now, a couple days before we all leave to go up there, and just knowing what to expect and knowing what to expect from on-site and how things work on-site or how things don't work on-site, if you know what I mean. Things don't go well. So you've experienced those problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when they come up, it's no big deal. It's just another thing. He's been through it. It's not a problem. So it's just, he's a leader of the group. He handles himself great. So like I said, when they do that and they have that experience, it flows over the rest of the group. And it's like anything else. You've given lemons, you make lemonade. And that's kind of what having experience allows you to do.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, we should mention that Team USA finished second at last year's tournament in Nova Scotia. But prior to that, the USA has finished first in four of the last six tournaments, seven times in the last 10 years. Can you talk a little bit about the success that we've had in this tournament and how it showcases just how good, you talked about this already,
right,
but showcases just how good a league the USHL is?
I mean, it is, and I think a lot of it is, obviously I think we have, top-notch coaching and top-notch players. And again, when we build this team, we're not looking to build. We look at it as we want to have the puck. We want to have competitive kids, but meaning when we want to have the puck, we want to have the best players in the league, and we want to have them committed to playing for us. It's a saying I'll steal from Mike Hastings. It's a we is greater than me, and that's the attitude that these kids have to have. I think that's the thing is when you have a lot of good players with a competitive spirit, and like I said, some of our best ones, obviously, that I'm playing on maybe at the national program are not in college hockey. So we're fortunate to have those good players, but I do think we put together a roster of a top 12, not a top six, bottom six type mentality with forwards. And we want to have defensemen that can move pucks, obviously that can play in all facets of the game. That's our mindset. It's not like we're slotting this guy's this or this guy's that. We want to have guys that are very versatile. And that's kind of what we have, is a versatile, competitive, skilled club. So I think that's what we try to do every year. And I think if you stick to that philosophy, I think you tend to come out on the positive side more than not.
Right. So since you've been involved with this team, who are some of the U.S. players who have competed in this tournament, who maybe have gone on to are now playing in the National Hockey League?
Well, there's numbers of them. It's funny because we were talking about that the other day, and we were talking about putting a list together, and I actually asked one of the assistants if he would kind of take that and run with it and do some things. Maybe we've tried to get little notes from guys and blurbs or texts, and they usually do. You look at a kid like one of my favorite kids of all time, just because his overall personality and the perspective that he brought to the team, and obviously a great player, Vinny Hinostroza right now, and the energy level that he brought, or a Nick Schmoltz or Kyle Connor, those names stick out. Brock Besser, obviously just highly talented, highly motivated, competitive kids, but good people. That's the other thing. They're kids, right? So they're not always going to be perfect, but some of the kids that you mentioned that sticks out with you, like really good people. And that's the part you really like. And it's fun to see those kids have that success as you move on. And you look at like a Cal Peterson right now. He's a goalie, played in Waterloo, and now he's jumped in L.A. with some injuries there. He's kind of been the starter, and I texted him the other night, and he texted me right back. I just thought it was so cool that he's playing, and he's so grateful for opportunities that USA Hockey gave him. And like I said, it's good to see that about kids. So on a twofold, it's great to see them have the success, but it's also good that there's still a lot of humility in these kids. When like I said, some kids they'll see things on Twitter and they'll send you a note, and that's always fun to see. So that's the part I really enjoy, is the fact that they're good humans, and like I said, that's not lost on them as they move up the food chain. So
that's fantastic. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the competition up at the World Junior A Challenge. Do you know much about these teams? Is there any kind of scouting that you can do prior to the tournament? And if either way you answer that, so how do you prepare for a tournament such as this?
I don't think that there's not a lot of preparation like right now as to what those teams are. I mean, we know they're all going to be good. The rivalry obviously we have with Canada is what it is. I mean, we know it's going to be a game. We know they're going to be good. We know they're going to put that maple leaf on and play like there's no tomorrow. So obviously our coaches will do pre-scout when they get up there, get there, some of their tendencies. I mean, we do know who some of their top players are without question. But at the end of the day, you're going to want to know their tendencies and inform the group of what those tendencies are. And so they're aware of them. But at the end of the day, we just have to play our game and stick within what the staff is looking for them to do. And if we do that, I think we end up in a good spot.
Nice. So can you talk a little bit about like the logistics? Like, when do you guys will all get together, travel up as a team? Yep. How many practices will you play? Any exhibition games, things of that?
Yeah, there's not a lot of time, but we've learned over the years, we don't want to go up too early, and obviously we want to be prepared. So the staff is going to go up on December 2, which is Sunday, and we'll get together for a few days, get everything in order. So when the kids get there, we have everything in order, and like I said, things go smoothly. And then the kids are going to get in on the 4th of December, and everyone's flying into Edmonton. What we'll do is we're going to stay at a little resort, and it's not really a resort, but it's a rink connected to a hotel with a casino and some other amenities. And we're just going to train by ourselves for 3 days. And then we're going to head up to Bonnyville on the 6th, get in there, and then we'll play an exhibition game on the 7th against Canada East up in Cold Lake, Alberta, which is about an hour north of Bonnyville. So, and then the tournament will start on the 9th, and we open up with Canada West. So it's interesting that we're opening up with Canada West first game, and they'll be the home team, and obviously it's in Western Canada. So it'll be well attended. Like I said, it'll be a very festive, a very competitive game to start off the tournament. So, like I said, there's not much time. You get there and you're thrown right into the mix. So we'll have essentially, three full practices. Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll have a practice on Saturday on the day off, and then on Sunday it's right at it. So there's you get up there and it's right away. It's pedal to the metal.
Wow. Do you have any idea, is there any way for fans to follow Team USA at this tournament?
Yeah, right now I would recommend everybody is go to hockeycanada.ca and then look for the World Junior A Challenge spot on their website, and then all the information as game times and as far as being able to watch it online. And again, I say that online because I don't want to give out exactly what it is right now, because I know there's been some notes about the logistics of that too, so things could change from now until Sunday. And my understanding is the championship game, which we hope to be in, which is on the 16th, will be on TSN is what I understand. And so again, go to hockeycanada.ca and look up World Junior Challenge and find that information there.
That's fantastic. I also know that we will have some information on TeamUSA.USAHockey.com, so you can whether you can find some information, maybe some stories that nature on our website as well. Once again, Team USA will open the tournament on Sunday, December 9th, against Canada West, and We wish you nothing but the best, Mark. Thanks for taking the time. I know it's a busy time of year for you, but appreciate you taking a couple minutes.
Harry, I appreciate everything like I said. Hopefully everybody has a good holiday season and safe travels, everybody.
Good deal. All right. Well, thanks, Mark, and thanks everybody again for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.